All right, now good morning to you guys. I'm Peter Jordan. I hope you guys could have such a good day with you guys right now. And I get paid next week, God willing, in Jesus' name. I'm already looking for my tickets now. Right now to hit my bank. So right now, you know, I said I was moving out to the United States. I'm going to go to Canada. All right, now that's Florida. I felt like something by the border. I like it. All right, now, so it's time for you to buy a ticket now so I can lock down the price. Does that make sense? Right now, it's a pleasure being with you guys. Right now, that's Florida. Right now, so excited. All right, not just that, though. My bank is in Canada. I need to work in peace on that. Give the United States any money. I need to move. I don't like the United States. Does that make sense? It's too racist. All right. Now, you have these buttholes trying to steal from me and beg that we shut they behinds up if I don't live here. Again, I say, as far as the United States begging. All right. Now, that's for the Lord. All right. Now, the technology by Jesus, the Holy Spirit's wisdom. The extraction, you know, goes back through time and space. And what that means is, let me explain it very carefully. All right. Now, we're in 2024. The technology can jump back, you know, 20 years, right? Just about 20 years. And extract fraud from different people, for different regions, for different continents, despite the conditions being different, despite the market being different, despite the transaction types being different, because it's 2 decades ago. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord. For the Lord, right now. Despite the people changing on this earth, right now, that's for the Lord. Those who committed transactions yesteryears and not committing the transactions today, you know, start up saying, right? People, you know, so the cast of characters are changing quite constantly. All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, no, so you jump back to 2005 into 2024. That's 19 years, right? All right, no, verify. You guys can check out the work. All right, no, the extraction by the Holy Spirit's wisdom, because they cannot take God's glory. All right, no, that's going back through state, space, and time to jump back a decade. All right, no, 2 decades. How then can the United States beg for something that it cannot do? The United States cannot make that money in this day. You jump back 20 years ago, the United States still can't make that money. Combined with all those GDPs, the United States can't make that money with bank collapses back in those days. In 2008, there was a bank collapse. The automobile industry collapsed. The real estate industry collapsed. Okay, how is it, despite the banking, the automobile industry and the real estate industry collapsing so bad in the United States due to the incompetence of people like Joe Biden and Mitch McConnell and all these other geezers in Congress and Senate running the country into the ground? All right, now that's Florida. Right now, how damn? All right, now just foolishness, and they will not let give other young people an opportunity. How then can, you know, they say that they try to beg and plead? It's not just them, though, to be all the way honest. All right, now we talked about these fools on TV making millions of dollars begging. Stop begging, right? You know, that's Florida. You don't these pixie men, and I don't appreciate that. So that will shut them up. I moved to Canada. That's it. All right, now, like Canada's cold too. All year round, to my understanding, it's like 45 degrees. That sounds perfect. All right, now I can go work. It's all right on the border in peace. If I ever need to get back across the border, I'm a bus ride away. Does that make sense? Right now, about maybe $30. So right now, so I can at least, you know, pay for 90 days, then pay for another 90 days. Does that make sense? So right now, which is 6 months, you can stay in Canada. You can go down to Mexico for another 6 months. That's 12 months. So right now, but the United States, as I travel and go to the bank, because I'm not giving the United States any money, I get my citizenship first now. The United States cannot make the money in this present day. And you go back 20 years in space and time, the United States can make the money then, because the banks, you know, were collapsing. The real estate industry were collapsing. Major companies that had been around for decades are collapsing. So either when you jump back through space and time or 20 years, and that is jumping back through space and time, because people that existed then don't exist now. They don't live on this earth anymore, right? You just showed up saying. The transactions are different. The transaction types are different. The technology is far more advanced than it was then to now. So, of course, you know, the market and everything is completely different. So you have to extract and root up from a different type of landscape. Does that make sense? So right now, whereas it would be now, despite, you know, the regional and language barriers are still flawlessly jumping back through space and time. Does that make sense? So right now, plus being able to extract in this current time, plus despite the financial climate of that time, being able to extract it too. Okay, the United States are right now making over, you know, $206 trillion in liquid cash. The United States has zero capacity to do that. And I can prove it. The United States had collapses back in 2008 and 2010. The United States had collapses in the automobile industry. The United States had a recession back there, you know, in 2002 and 2003. They said the Great Recession. And then after the Great Recession, you know, in 2008, I think, the automobile industries and everything had to be built up because they were going to fail. The banks had to be built up because they were failing. That's the incompetence that's in this United States, right? And I'm not anti-American, but when clowns want to pop up like they're just so much more sophisticated than stupid ass to show it, we are 68 days in. Where's the United States solution? I can jump back through space and time and prove the United States cannot make the numbers. The United States cannot make them for yesteryears, but you know, I can jump back through space and time and extract fraud despite the different transactions. I can extract fraud from the other seven, from all seven continents despite the Great Recession. This extract fraud despite the conditions of the financial collapse, and still find prosperity by the Holy Spirit. by the Holy Spirit, there is wisdom, because I cannot take God's glory. But by God's wisdom, can go back through space and time in 2005, whereas it is almost 20 years ago now. Does that make sense? Despite the great recessions, despite the bank collapse, you find immense prosperity. While the United States was yet collapsing, there could still be immense prosperity extracted. Despite the United States being back in that time, having no ways to make that type of money, right? So by proof, the United States, if you jump back through space and time, can't make the money. In the current time, the United States can't make the money, so why are they begging, right? You jump back through space and time, the Great Recession, you can still pull trillion, you can still pull quintillions, quadrillions of dollars back from that time. You jump back through space and time, despite the automobile industry is collapsing, the bank collapsing, the real estate industry is collapsing, based on the sharing companies, these assholes tried to write themselves fraud checks with my money, so they've been doing that with other people, stealing from everybody else, then saying they're collapses, and that's just other garbage, right? You know what? I mean, that's for the Lord to write, so I wouldn't stand a bunch of old geezers that got mad about success just proving they didn't do anything, haven't been doing anything in Congress, but just sitting there taking up space in there. Some of those folks care about people. So let me watch that. Does that make sense? But right now, that's for the Lord to write, but they were back there in the Great Recession. They were back there with the automobile industry collapsing. They caused it. They were back there with the banks collapsing. They were back with Lehman Brothers and all them collapsing. I don't know what Lehman Brothers is. I saw it on the news. But they were back there when the automobile industry collapsed. They were back there when the real estate market collapsed. They were back there when Bank of America and these big-ass banks were collapsing. They were back there when the bank collapses and the real estate market was collapsing. It was so bad that it hit parts of Europe, right? It shook the entire economy. Does that make sense? So right now, globally, damn near. The collapse was so horrific. Okay, then. The United States has zero ways by proof, to make that money, to the fact they caused a global collapse, right? How then is it that you can go back through space and time and extract quintillions of dollars while the United States was faltering and collapsing, right, based on stupidity and embezzlement and everything else, right? They didn't see the records and the receipts that this money had been pissed through. They didn't see the records and the receipts that this money had been squandered. They didn't see the records and the receipts that this money had been squandered and pissed through with stupidity. They didn't see the records and receipts that nobody took it from them then. How does this type of wealth and money elude the United States despite it being a superpower? And Bill Gates was back in that time and Steve Jobs was back in that time. Zuckerberg had not quite came yet. This was like in 2008 and 2005. Facebook, it was in its infancy, right? But despite the heavyweights and the titans, Tesla existed. It was 2004. I think it was under original ownership, not Elon Musk, but despite the heavyweights and the titans, America existed back in that time. America existed in 2005. America existed during the Great Recession in 2008. How then has America failed to make those numbers? You existed. The fraud technology didn't exist, right? I existed. But I didn't have a fraud extraction. The Holy Spirit had not given it to me yet. But America, with all its racism, its superpower, its monopolization of power, of race, an agenda, does that make sense, to keep things a racist way? All right, now people like TD Jakes too, to be all the way fair, they're dealing with that disgusting, dick blowing clown body. And let me say this again, all right, no, he sucked the lawyer's dick. This guy is heavy. He had a procedure, but despite having a procedure, he lost some weight, yes, but he is still heavy. And when he was at his heaviest, Biden sucked his dick. We fact checked my ass, right? He did. Right, I don't have to lie on this clown. So when he was in his heaviest before he had the procedure, Biden sucked his dick, all right? Now, when he was a heavy, really heavy man, Biden sucked his dick. He is still a heavy man, but he had a procedure. He lost a bit of weight, but he is still heavy, right? I'm not going to say who that is, all right? No, figure it out because he's a lawyer, right? I don't have to mince words with a son of a bitch, all right? Now, I ain't got to frame him alone on him. Fat check my ass. That's pretty simple to figure out who I'm talking about. But again, I say, Biden was back there in 2008 when the markets and everything was collapsing, right? Does that make sense? Like, Bidenomics is strangling the economy. Bidenomics is strangling the grocery store prices. Bidenomics is messing with the tax structure. Bidenomics is soaking the middle class dry, right? His stupidity. His stupidity was also back there in 2008, right? People say shit about Trump, but at least it was prosperous up under Trump. There was no crazy-ass, inflation and stuff, okay? Biden also existed back there in the Senate, taking up air, doing absolutely nothing, right? The statement says nobody has put any accomplishment by this old clown on the table yet. Show them to me. Show me Biden's accomplishments. I want to see them, right? You have 36 years to go. By the fraud extraction the Holy Spirit gave me is 3 years old. I was 38 years old in 2021. The Lord gave it to me. I had just turned 38. You guys can fact check me. I was 38 years old in 2001. 38. I had even not cracked 40 yet. I was 38 years old when I first, when the Lord first started giving me the extraction. It's three variations of it. What's up, right? So how is it that the Lord can give me a three-year-old now technology, you had a racist old demonic clown sit there for 36 years and couldn't make no money, but, you know, the banks kept collapsing up under him and Mitch, right? All right, now the automobile industries kept collapsing up under him and Mitch, right? They were back there with all the white privilege and everything else. They couldn't make no money. Okay, how is it that the United States was, you know, faltering pretty damn horribly? You know, it's not, everything's not white and black. Shit, you got Clyburn and all them back there. They ain't did shit either. Where are the results, right? Hakeem Jeffries, self-ass, right? Now, all of them back there, right? Now, where are the results? I don't understand it, right? His punk ass was back there, too. Where are the results? That's not like a threat to me. These guys are pixies. They're fairies, all right? Now, getting smashed up their ass, all right? Now, made his eyes change colors. Does that make sense, all right? Now, what do you call it? But all of them got their hands on it like they're so much more accomplished and they're so much more smarter. Okay, what's up, right? You know, they try to, you know, I'm a woman, this, I'm a woman, that. Just say your ass is a jealous, right? You know? All they were back there right now, you had a clown try to frame me, get kicked, got me kicked out of my house. These old shitty Democrats stood up and they tried to help him still. All right, now he called me niggers and monkeys and everything else. So right now, that's Florida right now, got me through out of my house. You know, made me look stupid, put me through all sorts of humiliation, embarrassment, and stress, admitted to doing all this stuff. And they just pat this racist-ass clown on the back, his incestuous, his pedophilia. All right, now that's Florida, old racist man, right? What's up, right? So all of them back there, you know, does that make sense? These old nasty-ass Democrats wanting to run the agenda? Does that make sense? As the incestuous pedophile could jump in his child's showers, harming her. All right, now that's Florida, right? Now go talk to Ashley Biden, all right? Now shit, you know, that's Florida, right? Now, but okay, all of them existed back there in 2008 with all men, or what do you want to call it? Okay. All right, now that's Florida. Everything is dominantly controlled in their power. Where are the results? Now, how is it that the Lord can give me science by the Holy Spirit that can go back through space and time, and the Holy Spirit can extract quintillions of dollars while the United States was collapsing up under their power, while the United States by receipts was collapsing due to embezzlement and stupidity, while the United States was collapsing due to foolishness and just dumbness, while the United States collapsing? How then can I go back through space? Well, how did God forgive me? Not I, but the Holy Spirit. Oh, God forgive me. I can't take God's, you know, credit. Oh, God, no, God forgive me for taking, I'm sorry, Lord, not I, but the Holy Spirit. How can the Holy, it's science, but it all goes back to the Holy Spirit. How then, I mean, I'm not some type of witch, I have the Holy Spirit, right? Like these old fake preachers having sex, sucking each other's dicks and having sex with men. They don't have the Holy Spirit. They pack with demons. The fact that they have so, you know, the Bible says the Holy Spirit is a still small voice. They have so shut up the Holy Spirit's voice that, you know, they have, you know, willfully being pounded by men and turn, you know, does that make sense? So right now they can give up every day and sin against God and not hear the Lord's voice. They do not have the Holy Spirit because they've ignored him so much so they can no longer hear him doing every type of horrible and foul thing with other men, including having sex and oral sex and everything else, right? They don't have the Holy Spirit, right? I thank the Lord Jesus. Like I said, I do have the Holy Spirit. I'm honored to have him, right? God forgive me for the cussing I do. I thank God for his goodness and his grace on my life. Does that make sense? So right now, his mercy with all that cussing in Jesus' name, I'm not evil. I do have a cussing problem. I have to watch it, but I do have the Holy Spirit. And that is real technology. It's not guessing. It's real science, right? They went and they saw me thousands and thousands of hours by the Holy Spirit's wisdom and leading, putting it together with zero human investments. Okay, Biden and all of them and Mitch McConnell, does that make sense? So right now, and all of them, other people with the problem, everybody ain't racist. It's just some riding people out here. Mitch and Joe are both riding and racist. Not, I'm not mincing words there. And these shitty-ass Democrats, they're both riding and racist too, driving the agenda of the elite. They don't care about nobody but pocketing stuff for themselves, right? I do not like them Democrats, right? As far as like being in office, vote their asses out right now. But if you don't vote, they stay in there. You know, that's just how it is, right? You can agree to disagree in this country. Does that make sense? I don't care for America. I'd just rather go to Canada and buy my ticket when I get paid this week. I had a racist try to frame me over and over and over again while racists pat him on the back. All right, no, that's Florida. Right, no, these are some shitty people. Because he told him that he could steal them all sorts of money, so look the other way. Oh, racist clown calling me niggers and monkeys and everything else. So right now, he stood up and called me stupid after he admitted to getting me kicked out of my house after he dried up my checks. Does that make sense? So right now, I sat as racist over there as they're shitting his depends, trying to stand up in his special shoes to make it to the bathroom, right? You know, special shoes because he can't stand on his own because he's too old. But anyway, right. Okay, that Biden and all of them, Mitch McConnell riding stuff, all these racists, they were back there. And people, these riding people, everybody not racist. T.D. Jakes and all of them, he a nasty old man too. Back there in 2008, I let the Lord handle T.D. Jakes for you with one time preach, right? Like the Lord with King David and Saul, does that make sense? He let the Lord handle it. I'm no King David, all right? No, that's the Lord, but I know how I've been dealing with a Saul spirit. Does that make sense right now? Again, you know, somebody can pop up with no provocation and hate you for no reason to start and instigate conflicts for no reason, right? That is a Saul spirit, right? how is it that all of them held power back there in all that time with collapses and embezzlement, and they tried to write fraud checks out of my account? What were they doing in yesteryears? How is it that all of this stuff can be going on, trying to frame me over and over again to steal from me because they can't make their own money? Okay, they were back during that time. In 2008, how was I, right? Does that make sense? I was like 25 years old in 2008, right? How is it that they can be back there and all that time they have nothing to show for it? But through space and time, the Holy Spirit can give you extraction and wisdom to go back in the time where they saw everything collapsing and pull quintillions of dollars flawlessly and effortlessly. Through space and time, but 20 years, right? Back to 2005 where things were collapsing, a great recession. People were afraid we're going to lose everything, but you can go back through space and time of all seven continents. Through space and time, you can go back through time and pull that type of money, right? And then put it in this present day, despite the economic challenges of that time, you can still pull that type of money. Despite the economic climate of that time, you can still pull that type of money. United States don't have shit ways to do that, right? United States has no way to do that. How dare you beg? No, right? I'm happy to take my Asian black ass to Canada. Does that make sense right now? But the United States is begging for something that is not even on, you know, that combined total of all seven continents don't even have the money like this, right? How then can the United States feel privileged to bet the United States saw this whole economy collapse and it shook parts of England, of Europe, because of the incompetence? How then can you bet for something that you can't do? Okay, when you saw things collapse, and I go back to the time where you had power and you were in power and you were standing in power, watching things collapse due to your stupidity, and then by the Holy Spirit can extract from that time, you know, quintillions of dollars in liquid cash where you saw things collapsing due to your embezzlement and stupidity off all seven continents throughout the entire world that the United States can't make because its entire economy was collapsing, right, due to stupidity. So you have to go to the other seven continents to pull and extract money, right? How you go back through space and time and pull it in this time too, despite there is no great recession, but there was a great recession for a fact back then, right? But you can still produce $6 trillion of dollars between going back through space and time in the current day combined. The United States has zero ways to do that, right? I don't have a time machine or anything. No, just real science by the Holy Spirit. All right, no, first and foremost, the Holy Spirit by Christ Jesus, by Father God, Jehovah's Witness. But the United States is begging for something that they cannot do because the United States was back in that time and things collapsed. But you can go through space and time and reach back for two decades and extract massive wealth from that time, 20 years ago, whereas the United States was collapsing, the banks were collapsing, said too big to fail, Bank of America collapsed, I think Wells Fargo and all of them collapsed, right? Don't get mad because you haven't done shit and people calling you out on it, right? All right, now maybe they talk about TikTok, man, these racists are so crazy, all right? No, like Joy Mitch, right? Everybody ain't racist, all right? No, some riding people out here, but everybody ain't racist. All right, no, great. Maybe they could get this little salty bastard son of a bitch Jonathan off my phone. You can't have it both ways, right? Great. I mean, I didn't have to be strained. Does that make sense? I'm going to Canada. I'm going to buy my ticket next week for this guy, as my witness, but I get paid next week, government, all right, now. You know, so I can go to Canada. I already found something nice on the board, and I want to lock down the price. That's why I sold me. All like the United States, all right, no, but I'm not going to get them any money. All right, no, but, you know, as far as, like, you can't have it both ways, all right, now, if you want to pull the string, pull this little bastard off my phone, because if you're trying to keep him up and you're still trying to steal, then what is your agenda after all, right? How is the United States begging? And it was back there in 2008 during the Great Recession. How is the United States begging? It was back there in 2008 during the automobile collapse. How is it back there that the United States is begging that and the country and the same leadership was back there when it was so severe and the incompetence was so horrible that it shook the entire United States as well as parts of Europe? How are they begging? But, you know, through space and time, by the Holy Spirit, can go back through space and time. And extract, you know, quintillions of dollars, whereas the United States was collapsing in that time with no ways to make it by proof because there are collapses during that time by proof. You can't make it during that time by proof. But in the time that you saw collapses, I was a 25-year-old child that, you know, young person, right, not a child, that did not have the extraction. How then can the Holy Spirit, by his wisdom, reach back through time and pull quintillions of dollars, whereas the United States saw things collapsing with zero ways to make money? Because if you had ways to make that money, you could have plugged those holes and nothing would have collapsed. So by proof, you can't make the money, right? But with the ability from 2024 to reach back in space and time and pull quintillions of dollars off all seven continents that you cannot do, despite it being present, because you have no idea how to, stop begging, right? I told you that giving the United States shit, oh my God. And then pulling this, extracting money from this time, taking it up to $6 trillion, octillions, decimillion dollars, right? Like 9 million, right? Does that make sense? Decimillion dollars, right? United States existed during all those collapses, during all that embarrassment, All right, no, it's not the country that's bad, no. It's only as bad as the jackasses that end that won't get their old asses up. Does that make sense? Or the assholes, everybody ain't old, but the incompetent people that want to spend and squander from everybody else and not help anybody, right? Normal. That's not right. But the United States and the people and the same leadership existed back in that time, then how is it that I can go back into the time that you exist and you saw things collapse? And how then can the Holy Spirit give me extraction that can reach back through space and time and extract quintillions of dollars, whereas the United States had no ways to make that and everything was collapsing back in that time, but I can reach back from this time. By the Holy, well, God forgive me, the Holy Spirit can reach back from this time to that time in 2008 and extract quintillions of dollars. Whereas the United States, well, was collapsing so bad it shook parts of Europe, right? The United States has zero capabilities of doing that, right? Then how is the United States begging with a straight face still? What a joke. Not the country, but the jackasses that have been in it trying to, like, you know, pretend to run things but haven't done shit. Can't even put Biden's record up of any accomplishment. Bidenomics or even strangling the grocery store. They're so horrible, right? I hope you guys are well. Thank you guys so much.